Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Luke Vandermillen is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Luke is a new friend, but he's with an old friend company. We've been talking with the folks at Principal Financial Group for a long time. Renee Schaff for years was with us to talk to us about the 10 best companies for employee financial security. Jerry Ripperker has been here in the past to do this. And now we have the relatively new Vice President of Marketing for Retirement and Investment Services at Principal, Luke Vandermillen. Luke, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
And welcome back to the 10 Best. As I said, I've been happy to tell my audience about what you've learned about companies who are doing the best jobs possible of maximizing the dollars that they have available for benefits. These are the companies that are doing some, not only doing a great job, but they're doing some innovative things too, aren't they?
They really are, you know, and we're really privileged to sponsor this program. This is the ninth year of the Principal 10 Best, and
I think I've covered almost all of them.
I think you have, and you know it's interesting as we look at the companies that make the list every year. It's very interesting to see kind of, you know, what are the trends out there in employee benefits, and you know, in light of the challenges that everyone has endured over the last, you know, couple of years with the financial crisis. It's really encouraging to see how small to medium sized businesses are, you know, continuing to embrace employee benefits and view that as an investment in, you know, their most, you know, valuable asset, which is their people, and to see how that drives results for their organization.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and the interesting thing is your 10. I mean, it's all across the country, from D.C. to the South in Alabama, Texas, and then Florida, of course, and Ohio, Pennsylvania. I mean, it's a true cross section of geography, isn't it?
It really is. You know, there's a lot of diversity in terms of where these companies are located. There's also a lot of diversity in terms of the industries that they're in. So you see a professional association in American Immigration Lawyers Association out of Washington, D.C. You know, you see a company that makes energy bars in Cliff Bar, which is in Berkeley, California. You see an aerospace and defense consultant like Davidson Technologies right there in Huntsville. You know, so you see, and there's a, you know, I could go on and on. The Bowles School in Jacksonville, Florida, is a college prep school that's pretty well known for both academics and athletics.
What is the one thing that these companies have in common?
You know, the one thing they have in common, Jim, is I think they've made a decision as an organization that the benefits that they provide their employees are not a human resources issue. They're a strategic issue for their company.
Mm-hmm.
They look at it as an investment that their company makes, and they expect that investment to pay off. And we think it does, because if you look at, you know, one way that an investment in employee benefits pays off is you attract and retain good people. And so if you look at turnover rates for the Principal 10 Best companies, they turn over employees' voluntary turnover rate at about 7%. And if you look nationwide at turnover rates for small to medium-sized companies, that number is about 24%. So there's a huge cost there in terms of just turning over employees.
It's almost incalculable.
It really is. I mean, the downtime, you know, trying to ramp up a new employee, teach them a skill.
Potential lost customers because of something falls through the cracks. Or you know, never underestimate how customers fall in love with your employees, and when those people leave, they feel a disconnect with the company.
I couldn't agree more.
The customer does.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
You know, when people are comfortable dealing with someone at an organization and that person isn't there any longer, that customer relationship is put at risk. And so managing down turnover is just a good, you know, business move for companies of all sizes. And I think when you say, you know, what do these companies have in common, you know, they don't really have geography or industry in common. What they have in common is that they've made a strategic decision to make an investment in their people via their benefits program. That's probably the one thing I think that stands out.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've that's been pretty consistent year after year that I've covered this, Luke, has been that these companies have all seemed to have a wellness program, not just a healthcare program, but a wellness program. In fact, I remember one company that literally abolished their smoking room and turned it into a fitness room.
Right. You know, I think that's one of the things that we've seen for the last couple of years with the Principal 10 Best program is that wellness programs are here to stay. It's not a passing fad. It's not something that companies did for a short period of time and then it kind of lost steam. Wellness programs are definitely here to stay. And I'd say that's one of the areas where you're seeing companies get very creative with their benefit programs because there's a lot of different ways to offer a wellness benefit. You see some organizations with an on-site fitness facility. You see other organizations like Cliff Bar, for example. They provide some incentives to their employees to buy bicycles, or they give them, you know, they give them time at work to work out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a lot of different ways to kind of structure that, and we're seeing more companies kind of, you know, explore wellness. But we also see some companies who, you know, they've really established themselves by being well ahead of them. Well ahead of that trend. We have, there's one company that's had an on-site fitness center for over 20 years. But I would say one of the trends that we've seen over the last couple of years is that wellness as a benefit is here to stay. It takes a lot of different forms.
Well, and also you've seen, if my memory is correct, Luke, you've seen companies convert wellness programs into ROI in savings with regard to healthcare expenses.
I think you're exactly right. I think companies
It takes time. You don't get that ROI in a year or two.
Some
of the companies I remember, you know, over a 10-year period, they literally their healthcare cost increases were significantly lower than the national average.
I think you're exactly right. I think companies take a look at the health and wellness of their employees, and if they can look at that as a long-term strategy, they can definitely manage down their healthcare costs. And you're seeing,
right,
you know, companies try to everyone's trying to manage healthcare costs because that's a real challenge for businesses.
Jerry, tell us how we can find this report, the 10 best.
Well, the best place to find it is to go to principal.com, and there's a link right on there that you can find a lot of information about the list of the winners. We have a best practices guide where we share kind of best practices from the winners that companies
check it
can
out,
use.
Folks. Principal.com. That's PLE, not like the guy at school. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you check it out. Lots of good stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question on the homepage. Check out the blog, et cetera, et cetera. And we're having a great visit with our new friend, but he's with a company that's an old friend of ours. Luke Vandermillen is with us. He's with the Principal Financial Group, and I'm usually a pretty good speller, folks, and I know the name of this company, and I don't know, that's what I get for not looking at my notes, that I spell their name wrong. It is P-A-L, Principal, like the guy at school, Principal, principalfinancialgroup.com, principal.com, right, Luke?
Correct, principal.com.
So, you know, Luke, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life. And of course, my story is I do that for effect. See, that way I get people's attention. See, it gives me a chance to talk about it some more. Anyway, sorry about that. Principal.com. And they can find the 10 best. Is it easy to find there on the homepage, or what do they do?
It is very easy to find it on the homepage. There's a link right there, and you can see a full report on the strategies of the winners. There's even a place to nominate a company who should be on that
list. Oh, yeah. That's coming up. That period's coming up, too, isn't it?
It is coming up.
For next year.
We got about 700 nominations this year, so it's a tough list to make.
You can nominate yourself too, can't you?
you can nominate yourself. You know, we see companies nominated from a lot of different sources. Some nominate themselves. Some are nominated by employees. Some are nominated by the financial advisors that they work with. So the nominations come from a lot of different
sources. These are the folks who have taken the time and the effort to say, okay, I've got this much in resources to put towards benefits for my employees, health care, wellness, retirement, etc. How can I make sure that every nickel of this is spent not only to the maximum degree possible, but with the right allocation, right?
That's correct. You know, over the last, you know, year or two, you know, it's been tough times for a lot of companies, and they've had to cut back on spending. And what we've seen from the 10 best winners is, you know, they've cut back on the things that that they figured they could live without, you know, the cappuccino machine, you know, maybe not having the same number of company parties or things
right.
like that. But what they didn't cut back on was the benefits that provide financial security for their employees. Those
yep.
are the things that they protected, that they didn't let those go away, and we feel you know, they'll really reap the benefits from that over the long term.
You know, another thing I think is important for companies to do is to, when they talk to their employees about compensation, to make sure that they talk about the full expense of that compensation, not just their salaries. And of course, you know, sometimes we have a tendency to look at our take-home pay and think that's what the obligation is for the company. But it's a whole lot more than that, and I think companies need to add it all up. What's it cost in terms of the payroll, the taxes, the benefits, and come up with a total number and show the employee you're costing us. This is our investment in you, I guess I should say.
That's a great point, Jim. And you know, we're starting to see more companies do that because they're putting a dollar amount to the cost of providing, you know, the matching contributions for their 401k plan and the cost of the health insurance, which is sometimes surprising to employees because they assume that just the amount that they're having to pay for it, sometimes, you know, employees have to contribute toward the cost of that health insurance. Usually that's only a fraction of the total cost. And so by putting all those things, you know, down on paper, it really reinforces the notion with employees that, you know, hey, my salary is really just a piece of the pie here. It's not the total picture, and I think educating employees about the value of their benefits is a trend that we are seeing definitely continue. And the companies on the Principal 10 Best list we've seen, you know, really take special care in terms of how they educate their employees and how they communicate their benefit programs. One thing that we've seen over the last 2 years is that each one of these companies has given employees the opportunity to sit down with somebody and discuss one-on-one, you know, how the benefit programs work and how they sign up and how they can really make the benefit programs that are provided through the employer work for them. So kind of that personalized education is a trend that we've really seen emerge from companies that rise to the top.
What is the company with the 10 best, which is the one with the smallest number of employees?
The company with the smallest number of employees has 49 employees.
Yeah, and the largest?
750.
Yeah. So it's 49. I mean, that's getting right down there. And you know, I think a lot of times people, of course, a lot of my listeners don't have that many employees either, but still, a lot of times I think people think, well, you know, you got to have hundreds to be able to reap these kinds of efficiencies, but you really don't, do you?
I mean, you really don't. And you know, that's one of the reasons why we created this 10 best program here at Principal, was to recognize the small to medium sized companies, because you know, there are other recognition programs for the, you know, for the Fortune 500 type companies, you know, to be a Fortune best place to work or something like that. We wanted to do something specifically to recognize the small to medium sized businesses and the challenges that they face and how they respond that in terms of providing benefits to their employees.
Lance, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Thanks for bringing the 10 best back to us. Folks, I hope you check it out. Principal, PRINCIPAL.com. You can find it right there on their website, this report, and I think you'll find it very interesting. Luke, thanks for being here. Come back another day.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you then. Luke Vandermillen, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after this break. Stay with me. 29 after.
Don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.